Hello, my name is Kim Robinson.
Hello, my name is Drew Smith.
And who have we got here?
Yeah.
Griffin. Now tell me, what is Griffin's garden?
Griffin, or Penny, his carer came and they needed a project for Griffin to get him out and about and meet other people and build his confidence. And so she said, have you got anything for Griffin to do? I said, yes, we certainly do. So I think he started off watering plants, and then we, with our maintenance and gardening staff, Rocky and Alvin, created a raised garden bed, which is now protected from wildlife. And Griffin's planted all sorts of things there, and we are now reaping the harvest of those. And we love to see Griffin every week. And, you know, he has morning tea with our boys, and the staff just adore him. So,
now you're Griffin's dad.
That's correct.
How long has this project been going for?
7 or 8 months.
Six, seven, eight months. It's been. Griffin absolutely loves it. I think one of the most exciting things were when we bought him all his work clothes, his work trousers and boots. His brother's a builder, so he saw himself starting to model himself on his brother. He loves coming out here. He loves working with Rocky and Alvin. I was just speaking with them inside. They can't wait to see him every week. There is a bit of a reward program that seems to be working, though, where Griffin's very partial to a milkshake and a cheese sandwich. So I think that it keeps him highly motivated with his gardening, I'd have to say.
We'll make a farmer of you yet if we can get enough milkshakes, Griffin.
Correct.
You like gardening?
Yeah.
And you like dressing up to do the gardening?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
He's not a man of many words.
No.
But clearly a man of actions.
Man of action, yes.
Yeah. And the community have followed his story. And we just thought, well, he's going to run out of things to do in his little plot there, but he'll have plenty to do up here with the help of others. So
it's interesting. At today's event, I've had people coming up to me and looking at, you know, the aspiration for the community garden and saying, look, we'd like to be involved and get on board and try and make this happen. And this isn't just obviously for Griffin's benefit, but it's for the wider community benefit. So, yeah, we're looking forward to working with Bruce and Kim on trying to bring that to fruition and, I guess, put Griffin's garden on steroids.
So that's the next step you're going to make.
Not the content, but...
the garden itself. But you're going to build a community garden here.
Yeah, we're going to. It'll be more than a garden because we've got a beautiful water feature to go in. We've got an area of reflection. We'll have an indigenous section so that we can have an educational content to it. We'll grow flowers and some plants. It'll be beautiful and, accessible as well, so it'll all be solid paths. And it will lead to what might be over to our wellness centre. That might be, depends on the bank of Bruce, really.
So, speaking of, you're taking yet another paddock from him.
Not much. No, not much. We haven't taken a lot. And the animals have still got plenty. So
they'll be right. Yeah. And will the idea be to that anyone can come and contribute?
Anybody can come. Anybody can come and work in the garden. Anyone can come and bring others to the garden. The restaurant and cafe, they'll pick their herbs and produce, and we hope it's going to be good, don't we, Griffin?
Yeah.
Do you like vegetables, Griffin?
Yeah.
Good, because you're growing a lot of them. Dad's not so sure.
I'm a little bit surprised by that response, but anyway.
Considering milkshakes is what's keeping him going, I don't know if I should take that. What has this done for Griffin's confidence?
Oh, it has most definitely lifted his self-esteem. It's really given him a purpose. As I said, he gets his work gear out ready for his days here. So, yeah, I think it's he really feels a part of the workforce and involved. And, it's delivered, I think, a major uplift to his self-esteem.
Now, is this just a hobby thing, or was this a specific project attached to something?
No, it's just a hobby thing, and I guess thank you to Bruce and Kim for the generosity in getting involved and giving Griffin the opportunity to come and do this. So it's really, through Penny, his carer, and the relationship that she had with Bruce and Kim that this has been able to evolve.
And it did evolve. It did evolve. So from watering plants and keeping our pots alive, then we thought, oh, you know, that's not going to, he's going to get bored. So the garden, yeah.
I was concerned, Kim, there was a little bit of lying down that we saw on photos, a bit of sleeping on the job.
Day one, he got very tired and laid down and on the deck and had a little snooze. And we've caught him having little snoozes at other times. And but, yeah, it, you know, the promise now is work, milkshake. He's fired up.
Amazing how that wakes him up.
Yep.
Wonderful. Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to add to all of that?
I just hope everybody gets behind it and, you know, supports it, and then we can make it happen.